Palmer, brother and sister, W.O. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, June 6, 1903. Dear brother and sister Palmer, I have the same interest in you that I have had ever since I first became acquainted with you. I earnestly desire that you shall both perfect a Christian character and that the love of Jesus, abiding in your hearts, may be to you both a constant solace. You may rejoice in the Lord, notwithstanding the many trials that come to you. I thank the Lord as I realize that the trials that have come to you have not consumed the true metal, but have cleansed away much dross. The Lord permits trials to come upon His children, not to make them unkind and disagreeable, but to help them to look keenly into their motives and purposes, and to put away every sinful thought and plan. If you continue to look to Him who has redeemed you, you will be fitted for entrance into the heavenly city, whose builder and maker is God. God desires you both to be vessels unto honor. Christ is waiting to give you the wisdom of heaven. Then you will be prepared to impart the precious grace that you receive. You are not to exhaust your physical and mental strength by taking upon you too many responsibilities. Do not load yourselves down with cares that will drive the love of the truth out of your soul. High-souled integrity is to characterize your dealings with your fellow men. Your business transactions are to be presided over by equity. You are to purify your hearts by receiving the rich grace provided for you. You are to strive for those things which belong to the health of the soul. That which belongs to your present and eternal interests is never to be made secondary, set aside for temporal concerns. Give eternal interests their proper place. Oh, so many are ruined for this life and for the life to come by over-devotion to temporal things. They do not open the windows of the soul heavenward and close them earthward. Thus they defraud their souls of heavenly grace and peace. But we do not advise inactivity. There is peril in idleness as well as in over-devotion to business. Remember that you have been bought with a price, and what a price! You are not your own to do with as you may desire. The will of Him who is your Creator and Redeemer is to be your guide. You are to glorify God in your body and in your spirit. Remember that in order to do this, you must do all that you can to keep the powers of mind and body in health and strength. In love to you and your family.